Welcome to another edition of In Focus. I'm Bob Perot. Well, we are building a mountain of food in Smiths Falls this week, so I really wanted to bring on Natalia Sodorov with the Smiths Falls Community Food Bank. Natalia, welcome.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. You're smiling. You're beaming ear to ear. It's going to be a very exciting weekend coming up, as we are going to be at Andrus's, your independent grocer, Giant Tiger, the Garden Market, and Food Basics coming up this weekend.
You got it. We're excited to get out there and, get our volunteers out there and see what happens. Yeah.
Absolutely. And we'll get to more on the day of in just a moment. But first, tell us how things have been in Smiths Falls and at your food bank in particular. We have, obviously, everyone is dealing with rising food prices that have risen and just sort of stayed at that level. And it's been very difficult for so many people.
Absolutely. So here in Smiths Falls, we've seen a significant rise in, clients. So for example, our fiscal year runs from October to September. So we just ended a fiscal year. So from the year before, we were up by 67% in clients. So we last fiscal year served over 11,000 clients at the food bank. That's a number we've never seen. We didn't think we'd ever see that kind of number. So we serve about 700 different households. And then within those households, because you can come twice a month to our food bank, twice in a calendar month for a 7-day food hamper. So most families will come twice a month. So yeah, we saw over 11,000 clients in the last year. And we had from the previous year was another, I think it was 54% increase. So we're just like other food banks, we're steadily increasing, unfortunately. And, it's getting harder. The donations start to go down because the costs of everything, absolutely everything. So, like a lot of food banks, we're kind of in sustaining mode. We want to make sure that in, 2-3 years, we can still be here and still help,
Absolutely. And one thing that I'm hearing from the other food banks that I've been speaking to is it's all walks of life who are coming in.
It's people employed full time that, after paying rent or mortgage, all the other bills that are associated, gas, just getting to work or the store or wherever you need to go, and that the money dwindles and, you need a little something. So, food banks are, unfortunately, we were created in the 80s as a temporary measure, and now we're a staple in people's lives.
Absolutely.
It's sad. Yeah.
And one thing too, is a lot of people have this sort of stigma attached to the food bank, and they will think to themselves, well, I don't want to go there. That's not for me. That's for people who are much worse off. How do you make those people understand that, this is why the food bank is here? It's for tough situations.
It's for people that are kind of set in that mindset that it's embarrassing, I don't want to be seen. It's hard to really kind of remove the pride. But, when people come in, I have so many people that will come in, first time users, and they'll be like, I just really need this one month. I'm having a hard time, but next month I'll come back and donate, almost like they think they owe us something. We're like, no, we're here for that. Whether you need to come every month or you need to come once a year because you're just finding it tough this month, that's what we're here for, and we try to make it a fun place. We joke a lot. I have incredible, incredible volunteers that are, smiling, friendly, joking. We build pretty good rapport with most of our clients. But, we are getting a lot of new ones that come in, and that's what they say. Like, they think that they owe us something after. And it's like, no, we're here for you. If the few cans of soup or bread or meat or whatever we give you help out, that's all we need. If we've helped in that one small way that you could pay a bill, pay your rent, do whatever, we're happy.
And when they get that understanding, that's your reward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have people that cry because they're so grateful. We have, just, and like you said, all walks of life, from the fully employed to the single mom to the senior that's on CPP and just not making ends meet. We're getting young people that, not even 18 yet, that are coming out, maybe having troubles at home. So they're now, technically homeless. It's the hidden homelessness that are, living on someone's couch or staying with a friend or whatnot. So it, it's not one type that comes to the food bank. It's an array of people.
And you're there to help, and your volunteers are just amazing.
Absolutely amazing. They are incredible. They don't have to be here, but they come every day, smiles on. There's, like all other food banks, there's always going to be people that are, not happy or maybe a little aggressive with you, and they keep coming back to help,
It's fantastic. Now let's talk a little bit about Saturday. As we mentioned, going to be out and about from 9 until 4 at Andrus's Your Independent, at Food Basics, at Giant Tiger, and at the Garden Market, collecting donations and cash. We do know that you folks can do a lot with those cash donations.
Yes. So, like all other food banks, when we, well, I can't say all others because we have, with the stores we work with, they're very, very good to us, these stores. So what someone would buy for, let's say, $10, we could stretch it further because we get things at cost, we buy in bulk. So yes, cash donations, kind of, we can make them go further. However, the thing with food donations is, ever since COVID, we've had trouble getting certain things. There was a time we couldn't get Kraft dinner. We couldn't get tea for almost a month. There's items that just out of nowhere, we order them. They're like, sorry, we can't get them in. So, it's nice to get cash, but it's very nice also to get the food items that, one day we might just not be able to get. There's a pudding, no name pudding that, might be getting discontinued. So that's stuff that, a different, either we go to a name brand, which is a bigger cost, or we have to find something else to be able to offer, right? So, it's always nice receiving cash, but food donations are just as important, sometimes more important.
And we're very blessed in Smiths Falls with the work that a lot of the stores do, preparing those bags in
Yes.
advance. I mean, it
Yes.
couldn't be any easier.
It's Independent and Giant Tiger always make bags, and because they know what we need, right? It's a perfect easy grab for someone. You go in, grab a bag. I believe they're both at, is it $10? $10 bags, I think. Giant Tiger's been going nuts selling them. I believe Independent just started last week, but Giant Tiger's been selling for a few weeks now. And it's just, yeah, it's an easy buy. You know that whatever's in that bag is something that the food bank needs and will be using. So you just grab a bag. Or, at actually the day of, we're going to be giving out wish lists at the stores. So, even if you don't know what you should get, here's a little wish list, a can of soup, a can of pasta, or pasta sauce, I'm sorry. So we try to make it as easy as we can for people so they don't have to think about it. They just, grab an item off the shelf and that's it.
And that's the thing too. Like you talk about people who were saying that they want to give back and they may not be able to give much back. Every little bit counts. So even like somebody who just, buys an extra can of soup and puts it
Exactly.
into the bin, if that's all they can do, it's
Yeah.
an incredible gesture.
Absolutely. There is Hugh Colton, who used to run BAM. That was one of the things he would always say, that, who are we to dictate what people give? Because, maybe that one person can't afford to give you $5, $10, but they can afford that like $1 box of Kraft dinner or something. And that feels good to them, and that's what we need. We want people to feel good about, donating. And it doesn't matter if you donate a box of Kraft dinner or $5 or, a can of soup, it's all the same. We use all of it, so we just want people to feel good about it and not feel like, that they're being forced to donate certain things, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, it's been great chatting with you. Is there anything that you wanted to leave our listeners with ahead of the big day Saturday?
I just want to give a big thank you to all the volunteers that are coming out, to the stores that are hosting us there, Chris Craig for being, you know, our angel, Lee Craig, who will be going around with drinks for all our volunteers and stuff, you, Bob, for having me on here. So just anyone I might have forgotten, thank you, everybody. And, you know, we look forward, I'll be going around seeing everyone. So I look forward to seeing everyone and hoping to build a mountain of food.
Yeah, indeed. And we'll be broadcasting live from at least three of the locations this coming Saturday. And also, Jim Wright will be broadcasting live on Facebook on the Build a Mountain of Food Facebook page. You want to go follow that for sure. Natalia, great speaking with you. I look forward to our next conversation, and let's build a mountain on Saturday.
Let's do it. Thanks.
All right. Our guest today, Natalia Sodaroff from the Smiths Falls Community Food Bank. We are building a mountain of food this coming Saturday. One more time, 9 until 4. Andrus is your independent grocer, Food Basics, Giant Tiger, and the Garden Market. We will see you there. I'm Bob Perot. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.